Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. We're going to begin the program today with a status report on demonstrations following the acquittal of the Jason Stockley police shooting case. Joining me in studio is Executive News Editor Shula Newman. Shula, good to see you again.
Hi again.
How long are we going to keep doing this, I wonder?
That is the question. Yeah. Well, 100 days if the promises are kept.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. But you got a little chance to catch your breath overnight this time.
Right. Yesterday, they called it a day of health, I believe, or self-care. And they didn't have any protests. There was a group of religious leaders that held a vigil in downtown St. Louis. A lot of people turned out to pray. They did march in silence for a little bit, but that was the only scheduled event. Unfortunately, something else happened yesterday that caused a lot of people to come out, and that was that Mayor Lyda Crewson, canceled a pre-scheduled town hall meeting. She had five of them scheduled throughout a few weeks, and this would have been number three, and she canceled it.
Because?
Her reasoning was, first she sent out a letter explaining it, and her reasoning was, I am hearing the conversation on social media. We are having the conversation, and I'm listening. This isn't the time to and that's the reason why. Then later in a news conference, she clarified and essentially said that she felt that the tone of the town hall would not be constructive because of the heat, I guess, of the protesters and how they feel.
Purely and simply, she, I guess, just didn't want to be confronted by a bunch of protesters during the town hall, would be my guess.
That is my guess, too, which, yeah. Of course, that brings her under a lot of criticism because somebody in a publicly facing way should be confronting and talking and doing more than just responding to the protesters on social media.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, and there's no way of knowing this, I guess, if anything is going on behind the scenes amongst officials of the city, police, what have you, and some of the protesters. Do you have any sense that that could be going on?
I have no sense of that, but that is certainly something that I wonder about, too. They have to be concerned about not only the economic impact that this is having on our city, as concerts have been canceled, although I guess the Blues are going forward with their concert, they're not having a concert, with their pregame on Wednesday. But they have to be worried about the economic impact. They have to be worried about the image. I mean, here we were on the verge of trying to make some proposal to get Amazon to place its second headquarters here in St. Louis. I don't see how that's going to happen. So I would hope that they are talking about what can be done to bring some sort of a resolution sooner rather than later.
There is a town hall meeting scheduled for tonight, as I understand it, in conjunction with the search for a new police chief. That is going to take place, I assume.
I have heard that it is still on. Mm-hmm. This is not something that Lyda Crewson sponsored. I don't even know if she's going to be there. Mm-hmm. But the idea behind this town hall is for people to discuss what they want in a new police chief, essentially. So it really opens the door because the current police chief, or interim police chief, Lawrence O'Toole, is coming under a lot of criticism for the way that he's been handling and the things that he's been saying about the police and about their actions. And I think a lot of people now have a much clearer idea of what they don't want in a police chief.
Well, the mayor is one of those who has been critical, although she is standing behind the chief of police, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, she might not be totally welcome at tonight's town hall, given that association.
Probably not. I think the protesters, as much as she's tried to be equal in her support of both protesters and police, I would assume that in the protesters' eyes, that just makes her complicit with the police.
What are we hearing about the rank and file police with regard to what they were saying the other night that caused so much concern about our streets and that sort of thing?
Lyda Crewson basically said that is inappropriate and that if that happened, that will be dealt with internally. She also said that there is an internal investigation going on into that, which is its own problem because part of the criticism of that the protesters have is that police are just investigating themselves. How is that accountability?
Yeah, and the problem is that the comments the other night by the police officers could tend to be very inflammatory in a confrontation situation.
Correct.
Alrighty. Anything else we need to talk about or just wait for the next step in this story? Huh?
Wait for the next step. It'll be very interesting. It'll be interesting what the weekend brings as well. So, just everything, like everything, wait and see and hope for the best.
All right, Sheila Newman, thank you so much.
Welcome.
We will talk to you again soon and keeping track of this important story in the city of St. Louis. That's Sheila Newman, Executive News Editor for St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.